Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
At the Lincoln Park Zoo. Hey, Seth, it's John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. Thanks for taking our call. How are you?
Sure thing. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Two things, and then I'll let you go. But one was a colleague of mine just stepped into the studio here and said the idea that you see a coyote or even a fox in Chicago is not that unusual. People that live on the southwest side of the city, the north side of the city, say they see these things all the time. Would you agree with that, that this isn't unusual?
Seeing them is not unusual at all, no. And we've been tracking a number of these different species for many years now, and there's way more diversity, way more wildlife all around the city than most people realize.
If one is biting people, and maybe one has been, what does that tell you?
Yeah, well, it tells me that, you know, these events, we know these events are very rare. These kinds of attacks, they happen, obviously, but they're extremely rare, especially when you think about the number of these animals that live around us. But when they happen, they tend to happen at around this time of year, when animals are sort of desperate for food, they're ranging more widely than they usually would. So I think what it tells me is that people should be a little bit cautious about the wildlife in your neighborhood, but also we all need to remain aware that these events are very rare, and most of these species really are very harmless to us.
Can you talk about the population of coyotes? And because it seems to me, we were talking about this here in the newsroom.
This would be the colleague I was referring to.
I have coyotes in my backyard all the time.
Yeah.
It's not unusual to see them at all. I live in the suburbs.
I live by Wrigley Field. I haven't seen a coyote in years. I mean, it strikes me as very unusual, but Bertrand insists that it's pretty common.
My point was the coyotes have moved back. I don't know if they've moved here for the first time or if they've moved back, right? But, I mean, 20 years ago, I certainly didn't have coyotes. The population has sort of moved into the area in the past 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, this is an interesting ongoing debate in the scientific community. It's sort of, were they always here and we kind of stopped noticing, or have they moved back in? And I think the reality is probably somewhere in between. I doubt there were really ever zero coyotes in this area, but it certainly seems like they are on the upswing in the last few decades, and our data do bear that out.
Does this mean maybe this one is rabid if it's biting people, attacking people?
Well, it's very rare for a coyote to get rabies, but it is possible. So that is one potential explanation. It's also just the case that when you have, you know, the best estimate is that there's maybe 3,000 coyotes in Cook County. When you have that many, at some point, some of them may find themselves in a desperate situation and may start behaving in ways that aren't usual. Another potential explanation is someone may have been feeding that animal. Sometimes when people hand feed these animals, they come to associate humans and food, and that can lead to attacks. I don't know the exact story behind this one individual animal, but obviously it's very problematic, and when these attacks happen, it's something of concern.
They're so pretty, but some people, a colleague of mine, doesn't like the looks of the things, doesn't appreciate the sweet faces that they trot about with. I mean, and you know what happens then? Your heart goes out to them, and you're inclined to feed them. You want to shelter them. What do you make of the people that reach out to these coyotes and feed them?
Oh, it's just never, never a good idea. As I said, you know, behaviorally, that will lead them to associate people and food. They will start approaching people, and that can lead to attacks. But as you mentioned when you talked about rabies, some of these animals do also carry diseases, not just rabies, but other diseases as well. And so getting close enough to them to feed them by hand, it's not only bad for them, but it could be bad for you. So just in the strongest possible terms, I urge people, please do not feed the coyotes.
If I'm walking my dog along the street or the canal and I see a coyote, what should I do?
Well, I would be careful. I've definitely heard from people who do things like let their dogs off the leash to play with the coyotes. This is a very bad idea because these coyotes sometimes can be aggressive, especially towards small dogs. So if I'm walking a dog and I see a coyote, I'm going to keep that dog on leash as close to me as I can. 99% of the time, that's going to be just fine. That coyote is going to walk away or is going to go somewhere else. But I think those are really the only real precautions most of the time you should need to take.
I could proceed in the same direction, though. I don't have to turn and run, do I?
I don't think so. Now, if the animal is approaching you, that's very unusual for a coyote to actively approach people. If that is happening, there are some things you can do. Some people suggest hazing them, so yell at them. If you have something you can throw at them, sometimes those sorts of behaviors will help teach the coyotes that, okay, people are not good to walk up to. I want to stay away from them.
I hazed one. I said, hey, I don't think your coat looks real. And then his feelings were hurt, and he called a counselor. Okay, well, so we are out of time, but I think that's very helpful advice, Seth. We may reach out to you again, but thanks for keeping us posted.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Seth Magel is the director of Urban Wildlife Institute at the Lincoln Park Zoo.